You'll be happy to know that Pope Francis just recently said that no sermon should ever go beyond 10 minutes. Of course, we're not Roman Catholic, are we? That's my loophole. Honestly, this is an easy sermon to preach this morning. And I'm kind of throwing away what I have written because I'm feeling a little differently about it when I realized who was doing the mission moment today. But I'm keeping the title, Stirring Up the Locals. Because what's happening here, when Jesus goes to his hometown, he's in Nazareth, he's been invited to be the speaker that day. And what you did was, if you were invited to be the speaker, you were handed a scroll from the Torah or from the prophets, and then you read something from that scroll, and then you expounded upon it. You preached upon it. This is what Jesus does. And he picks up the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and he goes to this part. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, sent me to proclaim release, recovery of sight, set free and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Now, the year of the Lord's favor was a jubilee year. And so if he's proclaiming that, you know what happens in a jubilee year? It happens every 25 years. It's supposed to happen every 25 years. All debt is canceled. So if you owe anything to anyone, it's canceled. Yeah. Also, if you have bought or sold property and made money off it, it reverts back to its original owner. It's weird. We don't operate that way here, do we? Not at all. Well, neither were they at the time. This is something that they said, yes, okay, well, this is what God wants us to do, and they did it for many, 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 many millennia, and then you get to the time of Jesus, and they weren't doing that anymore, and he says, I am proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor, and this scripture is fulfilled today in your hearing. Well, everybody is excited about this, except the people who have something to lose, right? The people are going, oh, isn't this Mary's son, the son of the carpenter? Listen to how well he speaks. Well, Jesus doesn't just stop there. If you continue to read, this is why it's important to read before the reading and after the reading, to really understand what's going on in the reading for Sunday. Because Jesus goes on to expound on what that looks like for everyone. And pretty soon the opinion changes and they're ready to throw him off a cliff. They go after him. He has stirred up the locals by reminding them of what God wants. Now, if we get into the reading from Isaiah that he was actually reading, do you remember when I spoke on Isaiah before, and it was the sermon titled, Ouch, That Hurts, where the angel comes and holds the live coal to Isaiah's lips so that he is made clean, he is purified to give this message? Well, this is the message. These people were in exile. They were taken from their land, taken to Babylon. They were given new names, new identities, a new culture. They were expected to follow what was going on there and to leave their old ways behind. And it says, strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Foreigners shall till your land and dress your vines. Because then the Babylonians sent their own people in to Judah and took over. That's how ancient civilizations did this. They co-opted other civilizations. But the message of Isaiah is that God is going to restore them to their previous fortunes. God will bring about the year of the Lord's Jubilee, the year of the Lord's favor. And that is what Isaiah is all about. It's reminding them, yeah, you did some stuff that got you in trouble, but God is going to bring you back. God is going to restore you. And what Jesus says is, it's me. I am restoring you. Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. It's me. And then he goes on to say some hard stuff that they don't want to hear. He is stirring up the locals. And so when I realized who was speaking this morning at the mission moment, I got to thinking, how are we stirring up the locals in Stratford? Well, one great example is German Fest. We get to stir up the locals because we have money to give away. I'm going to just remind you of this. Only Zion members can access that money, but we can do it on behalf of anyone. It does not have to be a Zion member who needs it. So if you know of anyone in need, please see one of our German Fest people. Get their name on that list because we have funds to help. And then we have this incredible gift. And we gave 10%. We tithed. We did what they did in the Old Testament and what many people still do. We tithed from that gift. And we said, we have more for you. And we were able to go locally, regionally, and globally. And we were able to say, here is help. We're able to stir up emotions. You saw how emotional Dan got this morning. I remember when he told that story to me the first time. And I've asked him to repeat it many times since. People can't believe that we would do that. Why would you do that? To bring good news to the poor. We are sent to proclaim release to the captives. We are sent to proclaim recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. It's not just Jesus. He is the one who fulfills it so that we are free to continue it. Now, I don't tear up very often, but I teared up this morning because I am so proud of you for making that hard choice. Do we need that money here? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We got some big expenses coming up, folks, I'm not going to lie. But in the midst of that, knowing what our need is, we said yes to what God is asking us to do. That is the power that got turned on with the walkie-talkies. That is the Holy Spirit moving in this place so that we might be moving out there. What other things can we do to stir up the locals? How else can we impact our community? What is the Holy Spirit have in store for us? As we wait in anticipation of our Lord's